Europeans can't vote in the U.S. election, but like people everywhere, they have a stake in its outcome. From economic issues to Iran and the war in Afghanistan, the future of Europe is very much linked to the United States. And the two men who are vying to lead it for the next 4 years would seem to have very different views of the continent.
I think the president wants to turn us into a European-style welfare state, an entitlement nation. That model hasn't worked anywhere in the world.
Each step points to the fact that Europe is moving towards further integration rather than breakup, and that these problems can be resolved, and points to the underlying strength in Europe's economies.
Senior fellow Zania Dormandy of London's Chatham House says that difference in tone has been noticed on this side of the Atlantic.
Romney talks about a strong, exceptional America, a leading America, and that's something, and he talks about increasing defense spending. All of those things are things that make Europeans a little bit nervous. Contrarily, Obama's a very, I call him a European leader. He's a very consensus-driven, he's very wanting to work in multilateral institutions, wanting to collaborate. All of these things play very, very well in the European setting.
And that's part of the reason that polls indicate Europeans prefer President Obama by 75% or more over Governor Romney. And Dormandy says those views have a practical impact.
And that really matters. It will give freedom to the European leaders to work with Obama in a way that they won't have with Romney.
She says that's true, even though their foreign policies will likely not really be very different. And James Boyes of King's College says that's true even on issues where Governor Romney has spoken in strong terms, including Iran, Russia, and China.
It's easy to say I would do things differently. History has revealed that there is a great difference between what he said on the campaign when people advocate change and a sense of continuity once people arrive in office. The election has put a pause upon the future direction of US foreign policy, and I think many of us here in Europe are anxious to see what transpires in the new year under a new administration, be that headed by Romney or Obama.
The US election will be decided Tuesday night while most Europeans are sleeping. Wednesday morning, they'll either face a familiar and largely compatible figure or a new and mostly unknown one whose rhetoric has caused some initial concerns. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.